From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is The Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. He's a bit closer to 60 now than 50, but Robert Cray still seems youthful. To be sure, he's healthy and fit, but it's also a result of the continuing fresh quality of his music, the cleverness of his songs, the crisp agility of his guitar playing, and the originality of his style. The son of a career military man moving frequently throughout his childhood, Cray learned early to be flexible. Blues by the great blues masters and other musical forms all influenced his development.
I listened to everybody. My mom was into singers like Bobby Bland, Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson, and all that. And the Beatles came out, and everybody got a guitar, and I wanted a guitar, too, and I wanted to actually be a Beatle.
The master of the Telecaster, Albert Collins, was a major influence on young Robert Cray, who never dreamed that someday he'd make an album with him.
Saw Albert Collins in 69 at an outdoor rock festival, and I think that was pretty much it. I saw him blow everybody away that day. And then we decided to start playing blues.
Cray's debut album, Too Many Cooks, in 1980, attracted immediate attention. It included his song, Nice as a Fool Can Be.
I'm nice. Nice as a fool can be. But if I ever get my hands on you, baby, they'll have the judge do something nice.
A series of albums for the Hi-Tone and Mercury labels in the 1980s and 90s established Cray as one of the leading post-rock and roll blues artists. Songs like Phone Booth joined the ranks of blues standards.
I'm in a phone booth, baby. Number scratched on the wall. I'm in a phone booth, baby. Number scratched on the wall. I'm new in Chicago. Got no one else to call.
In the song Sonny, Cray explores a war story here at home, playing the part of a soldier's best friend who has an affair with his wife while the soldier is in Vietnam.
Nobody can walk too good, no. And he'll never see the sun.
In 1985, Cray joined his idol Albert Collins and the great Johnny Copeland on the famous Showdown album. Collins' guitar illustrated Cray's story of a vivid recurring dream of lost love.
She said, Bobby, come and kiss me. Never leave me is what she said. But when I reached out,
the following year, Robert Cray crossed over into pop stardom with Smoking Gun on his album Strong Persuader.
I put two and one together, and we know that's not an even sum. And I know just where to catch you with that well-known smoking gun.
Like many top artists, Cray parted company with major labels in the late 90s, but he has continued making fine albums and observing our society through song.
You take a little schoolboy and teach him who to hate, then you send him to the desert for the oil near Kuwait.
For me, I didn't like the reasons for going to Iraq, and so it came up. It just had to come out. It came out when I was writing the song.
Robert Cray continues to delight audiences at shows around the world with his unique style of blues. I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at xpn.org, or anytime at xpn.org/blues.
You have to turn around your life of hell.